We're in New York, concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
That's all I know.
That's all I know too.
Yo,
Poodle's crazy. He was hungry and now he just ate.
And my grinder's blowing up.
I told him he smelled a little sweaty and he said I should shower. And I said no, because New York guys want you to smell funky. Y'all, we're in NYC.
We're in NYC.
Which means we didn't give you a regular Before the 90 Days, or this week of Before the 90 Days episode, because we're doing it in New York.
And we're starting a new thing when we do...
Sorry, I coughed.
Wow. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
When we do a show on a Friday or Saturday, when we're going to wait to do the live show, we're going to drop a classic episode, which we're calling the Hall of Shame episode.
Hall of Shame episode.
Which is of our show. And of course, it's something we've already done, but you're going to get episodes that are our favorites. And also, we polled our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, and they gave us a lot of fodder for this of their favorites. We have episodes that are our favorites, but we're going to start you off, you guys,
and episodes we don't even remember, which are a lot
people
of
people were saying it, and I think I must have blacked out through half of them.
We sometimes we're just going and going, like riding that dick trying to get that cream.
Wow,
we've been there. In there.
Trying to get that.
It's okay. It's 11 o'clock at night and you just want to put on your nightgown and go to bed. But you got to do it until for him to leave. I have been there.
I didn't put on my nightie, Carl.
So, Poodle, what episode are we recapping?
We're sharing again. We're doing the first episode that we ever recorded on 90 Day Fiancé, which back then was called 90 Day Gays.
90
and the
Day
Discovery
Gays.
Sued us, so we had to change it to Reality Day.
Yeah, so don't listen and go, Carl, why are they called 90 Day Gay? That's because Discovery.
Yeah. So they threatened litigation.
They actually sent a letter.
And they basically said,
I don't know how they knew where we live, but they sent a letter to where
say,
we live.
We'll take everything you have.
Yeah,
it was really sweet.
We'll change that name,
change the color scheme, everything. It's fine.
For a while, we're talking to our lawyer. We're like, we can fight this, right?
And
the lawyer's like, you don't have any money.
She's like, this is
like,
Discovery.
They have everything.
They're the largest conglomerate like in the world.
It doesn't matter if they're right or wrong. They will bleed you dry in court. So it's better just to change your fucking name.
Yeah.
We're like, okay. That was when we realized how small we were
in
the world. Y'all, we're going to do the first episode. This is Before the 90 Days, Season 3, Episode 1. Reddit's not giving me the title.
And we'll have, but y'all, this is classic. This is
Rebecca and Zied,
Caesar
and
Maria.
I think you're real, but the rest of the country doesn't.
Yes,
Sasha.
This is, of course, Maria? when we first met our Queen Darcy, and this is when she just gets with Tom,
sexy British man, and this is also when.
Probably when a lot of people think, arguably, Darcy looked the best this season. Or was it season two?
No, Darcy looked the best this season.
That's kind of what people think. But
yeah. Season two was the first
So
Darcy.
If you want to watch this episode to refresh yourself, it's on Discovery Plus. You can listen to it
also,
or
y'all,
wherever.
There's Me and Omar. When we first went, we think Avery, something went wrong on the way to heaven.
When Avery tells her mother... She converted, who lives in Ohio, that she wants to move to Syria at the time, which
a
was
a war-torn country.
This also, I think this episode.
I want to go to Syria.
I think this episode is the beginning of the Ohio Apology Tour. Because I'm pretty sure you went straight in on Ohio.
And y'all, it also includes. Is your boy Tim.
Yennefer.
I don't know if I said he was the embodiment of embroidered jeans on this episode.
I think you did.
But, and Yennefer.
Is that it? Anybody else?
And that is it, I believe. Me and Omar, Caesar Maria, and Rick and Zied. Yeah. So, y'all,
it's our
first episode. Enjoy it. We will be giving you a live episode of the current this episode this past week for our live show in New York. If you are in New York or the surrounding areas, come out and join us. The weather's just perfect.
Actually, it feels better than us in Chicago. It's chilly, but it feels nice.
It might snow on Saturday.
It might snow on Saturday.
By 80% chance.
It's plenty of tickets to the Friday night show, so you can do that. And again,
you could get not snowed on.
We're going to be at the Crappies with Ronnie and Ben. We're going to be with them at a town hall on Thursday. So, but go to their website for that. But y'all, get tickets. Come see us. We don't know what the fuck we're about to say.
What?
We don't know what the fuck we're about to say on this episode.
Oh, I thought you meant, I have no idea.
I have no idea.
It may be
green. I hope it may ages be green. Well.
It might not.
Oh, what? Oh,
don't
God.
Cancel us, y'all, for this episode. I'm worried.
Now I'm
we
worried.
We really
too.
Should have previewed we what
we really
we
should
released.
Have previewed this.
I don't care.
Oh, well.
Actually, I just don't give a shit. But enjoy this vintage episode. This is our virgin episode.
Well, yes, we've done a lot.
I was much
of...
more innocent then.
No, you were a whore. Because we'd been doing Riverdale for a long time already.
That's right.
Riverdale. We'd already started Southern Charm.
I was a good old worn out slut.
Oh, but yeah, this, you were already like making that noise like.
Stop.
Anyway.
Stop. Please stop. Right. I want to go bad.
I do too. Y'all, enjoy. And I feel like there should be a way we say, remember when or something. I don't know. We'll think of it.
Enjoy a walk through our hall of shame. Shame.
Y'all, he's 46 years old and he's a nail tech.
As I wrote down, there's no one who loves just to rub people's feet.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
It's love.
It's love.
It's love, y'all. Welcome to the new podcast from the Sissy That Talk Network.
Sissy That Talk Network.
The 90 Day
Gays.
The 90 Day Gays.
The 90 Day Gays. Hello, everybody. My name
Hi, everybody.
Is, my name, if you're new to listening, my name is Matt Marr, a.k.a. Maddie.
And I am Jake Anthony, a.k.a. Poodle.
I do call him Poodle, y'all, because he prances like one when he walks.
Arf.
This is true. If you've listened to our other shows, Bitchcraft, River Males, Sweet Tea, we're sorry.
We were going to try to clean up our act after the last one, but we're still going.
We're still going.
Kinda, still a little inappropriate and still gay.
And we want to thank some of our listeners because you're the one that for a previous show that suggested
this
show.
Not the song. Like
song,
karaoke.
But you got Love Boat on your mind. So we appreciate you. I'm nervous. It's always nice starting something. It's like when you meet that guy and it's your fourth date. And by fourth date, I mean you've met 4 minutes ago on Grindr and you're about to take your pants down and you go, what's going to happen? You know those nerves you get?
Never.
Are you just
dead? I'm never nervous.
Just dead inside from the waist down now?
Like, what are we going to do? Take off your clothes and put them on the desk.
And then you go, oh my. Y'all.
By the way, this is 90 Day Fiancé, if we didn't say.
This is 90 Day Fiancé. Specifically today, we're talking
about. Like the ocean.
Yeah. 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days.
Before the 90 days. There's a whole.
Season 3.
There's 90 Day Fiancé, The Revenge of Shrek. There's all kinds of ones.
Y'all, we're late.
90 Day Fiancé, The New Batch.
The New Batch, 90 Day Fiancé Remixed.
Look Who's Talking To.
Yeah. We're late to the party, but we're here to serve it because we are obsessed with this show. It's a really good show.
It is a beautiful disaster, as Kelly Clarkson's song once said.
And if somebody's listening that hasn't watched 90 Day Fiancé, we're just going to let you know you're going to get spoiled. But well, how would you describe this show, Poodle?
this show is about sometimes you get lonely and then you go online and then you like fly to Kazakhstan to meet your new husband.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. It's very reasonable.
And you usually lie to your family about it.
That's one of the main things you do.
It's true. So we're going to jump into Crazy in Love Part. It's the first episode, but online it's Crazy in Love Part 1 and Part 2. Y'all,
and these people are crazy.
If you don't like spontaneous singing, this is not your show.
This is not the podcast for you.
But we like to start every show with Poodle. Where are you at?
Where am I at?
Where you at?
Not where am I at, because I'm in the room with you. And we're in Los Angeles, but where am I at? I'm good. We're
in your living room.
We're in my living room.
He's
hot,
y'all.
Where the windows are shut.
I made him shut the windows for good sound quality. He's worried about being hot.
I'm already quite humid and sweating. But that's where I'm at. We had pizza tonight, so I'm pretty good.
Y'all, nothing makes Poodle happier than pizza.
I've got that feeling like I'm slightly too full, yet I really enjoyed eating dairy and bread together. That's what's in
that's
my...
accurate.
Yeah.
That's
There's
accurate.
There's nothing like milk and cheese, y'all.
Nothing.
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 Milk, cheese, and bread. Well, where are you at?
You know, I was thinking that I had just... Oh, you know, dealing with my mother, because we all deal with we deal with our mothers.
Oh, my.
And I kind of thought I was having my mom and I are really close, and I love my mother, because I'm a gay son. I love my mother. But that's what Oklahoma boy doesn't, or South Carolinian.
Same
Is
thing.
That what y'all call y'all self?
South Carolinian, yeah.
South Carolinian. Anyway.
And you're in Oklahoma.
Okie. White trash.
Sooey!
Anyway, so, y'all... I don't have any problems. That's where I realize where I'm at. Because when I see people like Caesar, I think, I don't have any problems. That's where I'm at. So I'm feeling good, too.
Y'all.
Let us know where you're at.
Poor Caesar.
Come at us in the comments or the Twitters and let us know where you're at.
If Eeyore was a black man, he would be Caesar.
Oh, bother.
Although Caesar's a lot more positive and probably less manic depressive.
Oh, bother.
What
did you want to jump into Caesar, or do you want to go in order?
Let's jump in. Let's talk about Mr. Caesar.
Let's talk about Caesar.
We call these our lonely hearts, y'all.
Because
they're lonely and they're just looking for love.
Looking for love. This is our first lonely heart. Caesar's from Jacksonville, North Carolina.
From Jacksonville, not the trashy one you normally think of, the more quiet one that where they still hang black people.
Well, I'm glad he still made it.
I know. He still made it out there.
Y'all, he's 46 years old and he's a nail tech.
As I wrote down. If you're a 46-year-old man and you're a nail tech, something took a wrong turn somewhere.
I mean, and well, we should say...
There's no one who loves just to rub people's feet. There's no one who gets into a business to do that.
You
cannot tell me that.
My stepsister, Rachel, she's not my stepsister anymore because my mom divorced her dad and then he died. But my stepsister, Rachel, she owned her own nail tech with her sister, Stephanie. And then she created an R&B album and changed her name to Raquel, even though she's very white.
This is a real story. Also known as a digression that we sometimes do. Also, I will say that Raquel, now Rachel Raquel, Rachel, who she owned her salon,
yeah.
She was not working in it.
Oh, that's true.
Caesar is highly, and he learned to do nails from his high school sweetheart, who he dated for 13 years.
Yeah.
That is what we call a red flag.
That is,
there's a couple times we're going to throw out some red flags.
That's a red flag.
Whoosh. If you date your high school sweetheart for 15 years or 13 years, something may not be working out.
I mean... Let's be honest. A part of me wonders if he's, you know, a homosexual.
Possibly.
But the more that's what I thought at first. And then the more I got to know him, I thought, maybe he's not. Maybe he's just.
He's a dreamer.
He's a dreamer.
I think slightly on the spectrum.
But he seems happy at Aloha Nails. Seems like he really likes it there.
And his boss lets him borrow money.
We'll
get into that in a little bit.
Y'all, Caesar describes himself as a hopeless romantic, and he wants a soulmate in dreamland. This is another red flag. We're going to see this a lot. People are talking on this
they
show.
They romanticize their lives.
Nobody yeah. wants to do anything in the real world
yeah,
on this
show.
Yeah,
they romanticize what it will be like to kind of meet someone from a foreign land, and they'll sweep them away, mm-hmm. and they'll find someone who's mm-hmm. different than they are. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Everyone's the same everywhere.
Yep. We all
period, end of sentence.
We all take a shit, and we all judge ourselves.
And we're all whores.
And we're all whores.
Doesn't it's matter like, if you're in Kazakhstan or Nigeria or whatever.
You just
whore, whore, whore.
Whore. So I'm just saying, y'all, by
if
the way.
If you have a problem with the word whore, come at us.
Come at us. This isn't a family show.
No.
It says
if
explicit.
Your kids, if your kids are listening, don't let them listen.
You're a bad parent.
If we get an explicit rating, I'm going to go blue. I might as well. Blow that shit.
We could say cuss words.
But
it's
probably
fine.
Not talk about, we're going to try to not talk about explicit sex
We're
going to
be less graphic about our sex lives. Mm-hmm. Just so y'all know.
We've gotten your letters.
We've gotten your letters.
Anything more about Caesar?
Caesar's in love with Maria. Maria, it is a Ukrainian that he met on Anastasia Day, which just makes Anastasia. Me think of that. Once upon a December.
One step at a time, I will take your money. Give me $800 a month.
Y'all, if y'all don't know the musical Anastasia, then you must be straight. Because women and gay men, we love that show.
Straight men.
It's coming here. I kind of want to go see it.
It's not good. I know the album.
Thanks for ruining any hope I had to go see a show with my boyfriend
need,
and just have a fun night.
If you need a good joy ruiner, I will ruin
Boy, that is Poodle Anthony right there.
First of all, so Anastasia Date costs $450.
No.
No, I'm saying the membership.
No, that's not the membership.
Oh, really?
No, that costs money to join. Just to send flowers and a shitty card that was printed on not real paper, but it kind of looked like
what's that Vidania, motherfucker.
Yeah. What's that paper that has that they used to use in the 80s with the roll on it? That
with
they,
the holes
on the side?
That was what the printer used to sound like?
And you
like?
Had to rip it off and go...
Like a word processor
and then the
printer?
Edges were... It's printed, I think,
what
on that paper.
What the fuck? Remember that?
Yeah.
The paper?
I think that's what this car... And that... Maybe it's vintage paper. Maybe it's vintage paper because it cost $450. The flowers were pretty.
And she was just sitting there kind of smiling in it. And, y'all, so Maria's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
We're going to do something in a little bit because we're going to probably recreate
There's
a phone
be some
conversation
recreation.
In mm-hmm. detail.
There is.
Maybe we could talk about
how she never says his name in any of the videos.
And the producer's like, he's sitting there smiling and the producer said, "Does she ever said your name?" And the look on Caesar's face. It's like someone had just pissed on his dream.
And then it's like he shook it off.
Unless
like
he likes golden showers, y'all. I don't know.
I don't think so. And then he shook it off like a wet dog to just say, no, I don't think so.
No. She loves me. She loves me.
We're probably going to say this a lot, too, but bless his heart. My heart goes out to him.
Oh. Y'all, I love me and Eeyore.
I love me
some brooding boys.
I got teary eyed a little bit sometimes watching. It's so sad.
Well, near this conversation. In fact, let's just jump right into this.
Sure.
So,
is this before or after he sent her $800 a month?
I can't believe it. This is going to be before. This is when Caesar. They're talking about their trip to Mexico, where he's going to come there.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll also skip to the last part where the second phone call happens.
Okay, y'all.
This is theater, so time travel is acceptable.
This is the 90 Gay Theater.
90 Gays Theater.
And just as you will see, this has not been scripted.
This has not been scripted, so it may not go well.
Hashtag improv. You're sweating.
Because you made me close the fucking windows. All right. Here we go. Hello?
Hey, babe. What are you doing? I miss you.
How are you, my husband? How
babe,
are you?
Babe, I love you so much. I just love you so much. Do you love me?
I love you. Yevgeny, pour me some vodka. Sorry, I'm back here.
What was that, babe?
I'm not out at party.
Oh, okay. I love you so much, yeah. Babe.
You... No, I will not take my top off.
Do you?
Sorry. I'm still here.
Do you love me, babe?
I love you, Evgeny. I mean, I love you.
Do you think we could get a cheap hotel in the Ukraine so I could learn about your culture?
No.
Can I come see you?
No. It's too cold here, and it is difficult. It is cold and difficult, like I can be sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I can't come see you?
No, I'd rather go someplace magical with you, like Mexico, and make love in the warm, warm water.
Oh, now you got me thinking about your private parts, woman.
What?
Sure.
Hold on.
Evgeny, pour me more cup.
Anyway, I'm back.
Mexico's expensive, babe. I don't know if I can afford that.
Maybe you work harder? I think you're thinking about yourself more than anything else.
Oh, damn.
It's only $800 a month. I mean, what does that buy me in Ukraine?
Damn.
I need more Louboutins.
You're right, babe. I'm a shit. Okay.
I didn't say that, but yeah.
I'm going to work harder. I'll just go in early. I'll stay late. And if I don't meditate before my bike ride, I think I can get there.
Make sure
earlier.
You wear a bike helmet when you meditate.
It is scary to do. Thanks.
And also send me money to buy tickets so I can be with you.
Okay. I'll send it to you. And I trust you, babe. I love you so much. Do you love me?
I got to go.
Hey, Katie!
And scene.
There
Thank
we
you
are,
go, everybody.
That's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened. That's what we saw on our television. I mean,
you'll notice that my television shows us a lot.
You know what? I watched this twice, and I did not realize. Did you get this the first time? They've been dating for 5 years, and he's never seen her
that long.
Yeah,
so
I didn't get that.
It could be a random.
That's why
random girl.
That's why it's $40,000. He's been in a relationship, sending her $800 a month for 5 years.
I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do.
Actually, I thought when I was watching, I thought Poodle could really go into business with this. If you got a Google Voice number that said you were from like Germany or something.
Hello. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, like Bauke from Perfect Strangers.
Just... Yeah, it's Jake. I enjoyed reading your emails. I would much rather not talk to you. It's almost like I'm kind of Swedish now. Much rather not talk to you. It's German. German is more here in the front of the mouth. Yes, there we are. I could clean up with these fucking people.
And so there's three times.
That's Caesar.
Y'all, these are the red flags here, okay? First off, she says your travel agencies stole her flight. That doesn't make sense.
One cannot steal a flight.
And then she said second, she just missed her flight. And then on the third one, she said her passport was fucked. Sorry, had a problem. You bought me these tickets. I can't fly out to see you.
Yeah, it's really bad. I felt sorry for him the whole time.
And how when she says he can't pay for it, she's just silent on the phone.
Yes.
It makes him sit in those bad feelings.
And then he has to ask his boss, who looks like he's 24, for the money.
And then when he's like, baby, I'll take care of it. I'm your man. I love you. And she's like,
yes, you are. You are
like,
a real man.
You are a pushover. I mean, a real man.
Mm-hmm.
And I love you for it.
You're a real man like Boris. Can we fight moose and squirrel?
I'm still saying you could be a Ukrainian bride. I will say one thing with Maria. This is my, this is kind of something that, I don't know, maybe because I have experience, but. Y'all, Maria is a receptionist, she says. Y'all, a receptionist in that she's saving her money. A receptionist does not look like that, y'all. A true receptionist is someone named Connie or Carol.
She's got what we call a
Pam.
I need to speak with the manager haircut.
Yes, yes.
Lots of going from the back, and it's kind of short in the back.
Short in the back.
She's from the front.
Very smart. She runs the entire office.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's scared of her.
She has two kids, and her husband probably grills a mean steak
on
Saturday. Not Dan.
Dan, and Dan's cheating, y'all.
We can't
tell people.
She goes to Weight Watchers on Saturdays and church on Sundays, and
Amen.
She's counting her points. Y'all, if y'all...
She's counting her points in church, too, and she should be listening to Pastor Steve.
It's true. Y'all,
We just painted a picture.
Shout out to Connie.
Shout out to Connie. She's working hard.
There's a Connie in every fucking office.
Weight Watchers works. They should sponsor us. That shit works. I've done it.
I'm like, we start calling everything. That's our first point. Get it?
Anyway,
I think we can move on.
Yeah, that's where, yes, because as Maria says to Caesar when he tries to give her advice to fly, she's like, just say stay. Thank for advice. I will survive. So they will survive.
It's cold and difficult.
Let's talk about Rebecca in Canton, Georgia.
Oh, God bless. Rebecca. These are my people, y'all.
It's hot in here. I hope you're happy.
I am. I'm hot, and I'm going to suffer through it. And I swear to God, I'll nail the windows shut before you open them, because we have to get good sound quality.
I wore pants, y'all. I'm sweating.
Yeah, just sit there and bake.
Y'all, Rebecca is 47 in Canton, Georgia, and
she's a private investigator.
She's probably not that good at her job, judging
by
her personal life.
She's also one of those women who change their hair color about every 2 years, something radical.
Well, you know what I noticed?
Because she was blonde earlier.
Between her and with Darcy,
it's
like they change their hair color for each man.
They have to...
I think that's what they do.
You go to the CVS and you say, which wash-in reminds me of him most?
Which wash-in looks like Tom?
Wash-in looks like Zaid?
Zane. I think I'm going to do Brazen Brown. That's what that looks like, Tom. Brazen Brown.
Cocoa Party.
That looks like Zed. Cocoa Party. Y'all, if you've got a good hair color, tweet us at the Matt Mar or Jake It or Fake It.
I think Cocoa Party is not for white people. I'm almost certain.
You know what?
I've seen Cocoa Party there, and it's not what my hair should be.
Y'all, Rebecca has 3 grown kids. She has grandkids. She falls hard. She is beautiful. I think she's really pretty.
She's a pretty Southern girl, but Rebecca thinks she's old because
she's not.
She has yet to talk to her fiance, who she saw on the People You May Know on Facebook. And shockingly, he was from Tunisia. So she said, "Never stopped me before."
Which it didn't, because she's done this before.
Because the bitch married a man from Morocco.
Which, by the way...
Which didn't turn out well.
His face is blurred, but he
I
still looks hot.
I can just tell he's hot.
Middle Eastern
men are hot.
Don't you think her ex has BDF?
Yes,
educate people what BDF is?
BDF is called Big Dick Face.
And Poodle has a sixth sense about
it. I was given a gift as a child when I was probably in church. It was one of those areas... And when an old crone passed me with a walker, she was not long for death. And so she decided she must pass this gift on. And she looked me square in the face and said, "You've got the gift, boy." And from then on, I could tell by looking at a man's face if he had a big dick or not. And it has rarely failed me. Rarely,
but yeah, he's very
oftentimes
right.
Complicated things. Let's just say that.
You've talked about it a lot on our Sabrina podcast, yeah. Bitchcraft.
I'm going to try to do less BDF here, but because it's hard to tell with foreign men, because most of them are uncircumcised, so God even knows what's down there.
As my comedian friend Sean Pulaski said, that's a sneaky snake. You don't know what you're going to get. I agree with
exactly.
That. It's a sneaky snake,
sometimes
y'all.
Sometimes it just looks like a little lump just sitting there, and then all of a sudden it's like
whoa! And the next thing you know, it's like you're riding a horse just going.
There's a lot of sound effects, y'all.
Y'all, we have GDD, and I hope you're okay with that. I've been on Facebook.
Zaid.
I actually feel like Zaid should be looking for more red flags than Rebecca.
Oh, yeah.
Every time Zaid gets a picture with a filter on it, or if
I love you, baby. It's her like a fox.
That's a red flag. Y'all.
Yeah.
Rebecca is so pretty, and my heart just breaks.
And she uses a ring light to talk with him. I'm not going to shout down ring lights, y'all.
This one
and I love them.
But we use them for professional videos. Y'all, when I talk with my own boyfriend, I don't. Do you talk with the guys you're dating? Do you ever FaceTime them?
No. Well, yeah, I do FaceTime them sometimes. But
you
I do.
You do sexy stuff?
Maybe.
Do you use a ring light?
No. I did. I sometimes pose like Darcy did, like she's being painted. We'll talk about Darcy later.
We're going to talk that later.
Y'all, if you've been watching the show since season one, you know Miss Darcy.
Oh, Miss.
She back.
Hi, Darcy.
She back. Darcy, she back. And she's now with more fillers. Now with a lot more lip injections.
She got younger.
Isn't that strange how Darcy looks younger and all of us got older?
I want to do... I feel like...
Do we talk about Zayd?
Yeah, we're going to talk about him.
Okay.
So he's from Tunisia. He's a cute guy.
Big eyes.
And Rebecca says...
Very distinctive voice.
She says, I can tell he means it when he talks to me, even though she's 20 years younger.
Because?
And I don't know why she just has a feeling that she knows he means it.
You know why? He uses more emojis than anybody else.
Oh, yes, because he uses...
Y'all, he uses so much emojis because nothing says you care than pressing the purple heart or the pink heart a lot. Because nothing says a more articulate man who's having problems with English than emojis.
Y'all, and if someone sends you an eggplant with some water drops, that means run.
Oh, wait, that's my salutation sign.
That's your hello.
Eggplant and peach.
Man,
that's my hello.
That's your South Carolina exactly. Hello.
That's like tally-ho.
Again, my other red flag. Hi, my name is Rebecca. Welcome to the Zed store. We have Zed mugs. We have Zed pictures. We have a Zed tablecloth. We have Zed curtains.
And none of those pictures were voluntarily taken.
These are all taken from his Facebook photos that she like snapshotted on her phone and then sent to CVS to get printed.
And there's one where...
Or some of them are on our home printer.
And there's one where he's just like staring out the camera like a ransom photo.
And they're all with his kissy faces.
And like he's saying things like,
I am for you.
Oh.
You are mine.
I think so. Like
so it's like a Star Trek villain.
It is. It's
like Zod, the great and powerful Zod.
Yeah. Or the Emperor when he's like, good. That's what he is.
He talks like this. It's very deep.
I am for you.
I live for you. I live for you.
I want you, baby.
And then when she says, I just can't wait till I'm there and I can touch you. And he goes,
oh, yeah.
And then he licks it, lips his lips and goes, in the most exaggerated kiss gesture I've ever seen in my life that looks like it took him actual strength to do.
He keeps the camera so close to his face. It's like when people are in astronaut movies and they show the close-up of their face in the astronaut helmet. I'm just like, hold it back. Like, can I just see your neck?
I can see the pupils in his eyes.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Zayd gives me the creeps, y'all. I think Zayd's going to wind up being the normal one because I think English is a problem.
I think so, too. You know. Melanie, her coworker, is worried for her. She's going to do a background check.
Y'all, Melanie's our people.
Melanie is our people. Her kids, her daughter is worried for her. Yeah.
And her daughter's son, who it looks like the bassist for Charlie Daniels Band.
He kind of does.
Mm-hmm.
But this is happening again. And you know what? I'm going to save that for our segment. We have a segment, y'all, called Straight People Be Crazy. And we're going to save that for the end of the show. And I think Rebecca's going to be my Straight People Be Crazy. So, anyway, you know what Rebecca does? She chews her side of her mouth when she's worried, like your mother.
My mother does do that.
Remind
she
me of that.
Her mouth.
But anyway, y'all, she got cheated on before with the hot guy, with BDF.
Ugh.
Her daughter's word for it. And the part that broke my heart is when her son says, but you don't even know what he does in Tunisia. And basically, I guess he's an audience filler.
He's an audience wrangler TV shows.
And they said, well, what does he do in the other time? You don't know. And it broke my heart when she puts her hand over her chest and she says, don't say that. Don't say that.
Honey, just because you don't say it does not mean it's not real. Denial ain't just a river.
Yes. So, y'all, if y'all have conversations with your loved one and y'all actually, if your loved one doesn't talk about like, hey, what'd you do at work or where do you want to travel? If all you say is, I love you. I love you too. I miss you too.
Hey, baby, love you. In a box filter.
You're not in an adult relationship.
No, you're not.
This woman's stuck in childhood, which is kind of a theme with some of these women.
Yeah.
Anyway,
God bless, they're trying.
I think that's all we have to say for her. Except for she hasn't gotten divorced yet. She's still fucking married. She's a goddamn private investigator.
I don't know why she would. Now, the only thing I could think of is there may have been legal issues to sort out.
I think she's a self-sabotager.
You know what? I think that's it. She was afraid to do it.
Filters, the marriage. She's a self-sabotager. Y'all, we get real here on 90 Day Gays.
Mm-hmm.
We keep it real.
Shall we move on to?
Sure. That's going to be an hour-long show.
Everyone's favorite, Darcy.
Sorry, you 30-minute people, but there's just too much to talk about.
Yeah, Darcy.
Let's talk about Darcy. Oh, that's good.
Darcy.
Hey, I'm Darcy. This is my sister, Stacy.
We're twins.
I have a stripper voice because I've been to too many bars. Jesse made me quit drinking for 2 years, but now I'm back.
So
give me that vodka tonic.
Darcy,
she can
was
barely
on
hold
the
alcohol
one.
In her mouth.
No. It was just like, it just, it just like fall out because her lips have so many fillers
she
holding them open.
Laps at it like a dog.
Thanks. Darcy?
She's our next
Darcy
lonely heart.
Darcy was on season one.
She was,
with
y'all.
Jesse.
With Jesse.
And y'all, if you watched that season, Jesse was a fucking controlling nightmare.
Yeah,
he
we're
was.
Not going to go over it.
You
just watch it.
You felt sorry for Darcy.
You did.
Actually, you felt sorry for Darcy because she had no backbone. She seems to have one now. Ooh, not so fast.
Yeah.
We're going to get into that because guess what, y'all? Darcy's got a new man. And he's British, because all British men you've ever met have been lovely.
Oh, yeah, they're so...
They're not dicks at all.
Yeah, they're so pleasant to be around. Didn't you date a couple of British guys?
Yeah. Yeah, the accent wears off after a while, y'all.
Here's the thing with me, y'all. Identical twins, when they're children that look identical, that is super cute. That is funny.
When anything past 18 freaks me out.
When you're a grown adult and you have an identical twin, and y'all now I'm talking about identical twins that still dress the same, that still cut their hair the same.
I agree.
That do it's everything creepy. The same. It's fucking creepy.
It is.
You're going to kill me in
it
the
always
night.
It feels like a weird incest situation.
Or take my money like a lifetime, like dial M for, or how to get away with murder.
How to get dial M for murder. It's better. Darcy and her sister, but Darcy is the one who's doing it. They both enjoy their cosmetic procedures.
Yes, they do.
They're both, even I thought Darcy's a little worse, but
She switched her hair color too.
She did. Darcy's kind of like what I call a Catwoman, not Catwoman from like the Batman franchise.
No.
But a woman who's had so much work, she kind of starts to resemble a cat.
There's an actual Catwoman, I believe.
Jocelyn Wilders.
Is she dead?
She's still alive.
She's British,
but
I think, right?
These women try to, the more they have, their face tend to look like cats.
Yeah.
Because they kind of slender their face.
Slender their face, and they've got so many
fillers
in their cheeks.
She's a cat woman. She looks like, but not the good kind.
No, not Michelle Pfeiffer.
No.
In Batman 2, which I loved. I wanted that outfit. Y'all, I love comic books. I love Wonder Woman. And I went and saw the Batman movies in 1989. I was on the front row in Ardmore, Oklahoma. And then when Batman 2 came out, all I wanted was that Catwoman costume.
Like every other heterosexual boy in town.
I asked my mother to make it, and she just looked at me and she said, "Why don't you go play baseball?" And I went outside and cried, and then she's just trying to protect me, y'all.
And then you,
God bless my mother.
And then someone went, because then you'd be a rambling faggot.
It's true. Bless her heart. She had her son playing Wonder Woman in the backyard.
Anyhow, y'all, it's not going to end well with Darcy. She's got another British guy.
Tom is. Well, the other guy was European.
He was from Amsterdam. He was an asshole. He's gorgeous.
Tom
though.
Lives in London. He's in works in fashion. And she met him when she knew Jesse. Hence, that she talks a lot about Jesse. She's clearly not over Jesse.
Clearly not over.
Clearly,
and I don't think he's over her because he's
Insta tweeting and twatting and
he's got serious control issues though.
It does. My thought is, like, when she called him the first time on the bed, she texted,
oh, he's online. And then she went, what are you up to, handsome? And then she put the phone down and she looked at the camera. She's like,
it's flirty.
It's flirty. It's flirtatious. Flirty.
So it doesn't sound desperate at all.
Not desperate at all. I feel like everything she says should end with that.
Y'all.
Where she just doesn't want to cry.
If you're meeting someone online and talking about flying to them, it's already past desperate. We are way past. We're way past desperate. That exit passed us like 20 miles ago.
That woo.
This is like Boiling Rabbit level from Fatal Attraction.
I mean,
we are past desperate.
Y'all, this is what broke.
A hair past desperate, a Lifetime movie.
This is what really got
Tom's
me.
Tom's lovely, by the way.
Tom seems crisp, pleasant.
He seems to be very interested in what she has to say.
Very, very interested.
He's looking at his phone half the time.
It's true. And so, are you hot? Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm just rubbing my face.
We can open the window.
No, we're not. Never. I swear to God, I will tackle you before we open those fucking windows. It is the principle of the thing.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
We're going to sit here and roast.
Y'all, Darcy goes and talks to her kids, and this is a scene
that broke my heart. Yeah, I wrote that too.
Talk about a parentified child. These kids are the mother.
Yeah, they are. And I wrote down the daughters are strikingly mature and strikingly. The daughters must have been in therapy.
I mean,
the only way.
Oh, they have to be or something. Because we don't know where the father is. I'm very interested.
Oh, yeah, he's done.
And maybe it was in season one.
Yeah.
But I don't think. I also want to know, what does Darcy do for work?
She's an influencer for women 50 to 60.
Oh, good for her.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I would guess that.
But she's a nail tech.
It's crazy to me that her daughters are giving her this dating advice, saying, Mom, and it's not even like complex dating
advice. It was rough.
It's things like, Mom, if someone treats you bad, break up with them.
You need to leave. Yeah.
Mom, it was like what a 6-year-old would say.
Like,
Mommy, if he's mean to you, leave. And she's like,
yeah, we don't like to see you. And she's like, I hear you. So Darcy's one of these people who would read their horoscope and go, oh my God, it knows me exactly.
Yes. Oh, we're going to get to that. And so she's crying. She's like, I'm sorry. I don't want to do that to you again. I promise. And I like that
it does a little something like this. Yeah. It does.
And she goes, oh my God. She hugs him, and then her girls are just like, well, it's Saturday. It's just another day in paradise with Mom. And then this is where I just want to talk.
You enjoyed this. I remember you telling me about
this. I want to talk about the bowling. Okay? Because, y'all, we're woo-woo. Okay? I get it. Jake and I both have the
pattern. I'm woo-woo. I love me some pattern.
We have the pattern app. We have crystals. We're into all that shit. Okay?
But we don't wish on a bowling spare.
I mean, it wasn't even a spare. She
like a 7-10
only knocked
split.
Down 6 pins out of 10, y'all. She knocked them down and she went, oh my God, I've coaches. This is a sign. I just typed, in like 4 lines because this is a sign that bitch be crazy. This should be straight people are crazy.
Well, we have our choice of that. So you can always say that.
We'll get to it later.
I want to skip to when her and both her sister are at their plastic surgeons.
Mm-hmm.
Who, and then she takes Darcy's punch card and goes
3 more and you
three
get
more
a,
and it's a free you hoagie.
Get a free hoagie and a lip feel, Darcy.
Exactly.
And don't try to come as your sister again. I know you two apart.
And I really enjoyed how the surgeon's like, so, I've heard it. I can't. Good luck on your new situation. And we should be making healthy relationships, right? When your plastic surgeon.
That might be a red
is
flag.
Is coming from a moral high ground. Red flag. Flag on the play.
And she goes.
It is a red flag.
I know. I know. And then her sister starts crying.
You're Darcy, really. I enjoy.
And you know what?
I know.
Y'all, whenever she, I'm just saying.
Oh, bless.
If you're, this is another red flag. If you're going to meet your boyfriend that you've known for 4 years, you've never met him, and you're flying to meet him in London, and he says,
Okay, girl, you just, when you get off that plane, if you could go freshen up and brush your teeth.
I'll send a call for you.
He might be a homosexual. Like, he's working. He's got to go.
I work in fashion.
Yeah. He's got to go to, like,
you need to brush your teeth before I see you.
And, like, suck a bunch of penises so that way he can feel aroused for you. That's kind of what's happening.
Y'all.
And Darcy was like, that's sweet. I think it's really romantic. I think it's so romantic. When she's pulling on her horrible, horrible extensions. Like, they didn't even match it to her short hair.
Really bad.
You know her sister did it for them.
God, y'all, I hurt so bad for Darcy.
I want to know, what did her dad do to her?
I don't know.
Or did not do for her.
Something went wrong somewhere down the pike.
Golly.
Anyway, we're going to have a lot more to say about Darcy later, I have a feeling.
We do have a lot. Now, we have two more. If you want to talk about... Y'all, sorry. This,
we should talk about...
I figured this would be a longer show. Yeah, well, we gotta, might be an hour show from now on.
We got to introduce everybody.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot.
So normally, we could talk about... Normally, we do like a 35 or 45 minute show, but we'll see with this show,
you'll see.
Y'all.
Do you want to talk about Tim or Avery?
Let's talk about Tim. We did save Avery for the last, because that's a fucking big matzo ball hanging there, y'all. I think that's the one that my actual, you know how you had that kind of moral compass in your body where it goes, I can handle a lot. That's the one where someone just went, whoa, I'm out. When I saw Avery's story, y'all.
When your preacher can't even pray for you because he's scared, you might have a problem.
Yeah, that's true. The preacher's like, I don't know. I'm out.
Jesus can't help you on this
preacher's
one, bitch.
Like, maybe pray to Muhammad.
Maybe, yeah. don't look west, babe. Okay.
So let's talk about Tim.
He's from your neck of the woods in Charlotte, North Carolina.
He is
38 years old.
He's
y'all.
38. And you know what, Tim? He's totally awesome.
Totally awesome.
I'm totally awesome, y'all. And, you know, so Tim is, I wrote down, he is the human embodiment of a pair of embroidered jeans. He's got the kind of terrible faux hawk comb over.
Yes!
He's got crazy eyes.
He's a pair of Ed Hardys.
He's a trucker hat. He's got a fucking vape pen that he's vaping from.
Y'all know he shops still at the Buckle.
He shops at Buckle.
If y'all don't know where the Buckle is at Ardmore, that's where everybody shops. The Buckle. Proud
He's
sponsor
kind
of
metrosexual.
No, they're not sponsoring our show. They pray for us.
I wrote douche to the power of 10.
Woo!
And my favorite is his job.
He's an entrepreneur.
He's a designer of rare and exotic firearms.
People don't shoot them, but they like them.
Because it's a lovely business to be in these days. Not saying anything that's going on in the world.
Well,
lovely.
At least they're not semi-automatic.
Lovely.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's a great business. Anyway, you couldn't make this guy up.
You could not. Now.
His favorite movie is Van Wilder.
That's true.
Either that or if he wants to cry, he watches Shawshank Redemption.
Which I do enjoy that
every
movie.
Straight man's favorite movie
that
is
every straight
Redemption.
Man's favorite
Ask
movie.
Your husband what his favorite movie is.
You know, it's coming back in the theater, and I'd want to see it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I love that movie. It's a good movie.
It's a good movie, but must we all have a jerk-off fest about it?
No, but I like it. The book's good. Now, Tim is dating Sofia Vergara, a.k.a. Jennifer. She was 25 and from Colombia.
We all know how this is going to go, y'all.
They met on a Colombian dating site
That's
called...
That's a very... It's like...
Como se dice, we'll fuck you over in Espanol .com.
How do we say that? Ay, ay, ay. I think that's what it's called. Ay.com. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a model, and they met
on
the
Instagram model as his ex, who is very much in his life.
We're going to talk about
point
her.
Out. Woo. Veronica. Y'all, I have never met a Veronica who was not slightly overbearing.
That is the truth. And we used to recap Riverdale, and that Veronica is
yes,
too.
I've never met a Veronica who stayed in her own lane.
Never. Never.
No.
she's beautiful. She is beautiful. And she
has a daughter.
She has, and Tim says she's a great mother because she takes good selfies with her.
She has very strong values. And in the next shot, we see her like shaking her ass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With her eagle tattoo on her chest.
She has everything that Tim wants in a woman. Sets of good values.
And she's hot.
She's hot. With big titties.
As he vapes.
As he vapes.
Looks like my own personal Hooters girl, you know?
Yeah.
That's what she looks like.
That sounds like JD from Southern Charm.
It's true.
If you watch Southern Charm.
Y'all watch Southern Charm. Listen to our podcast, Sweet Tea.
Hashtag Bird's Nest Almond. For those of you who watch Sweet Tea, that's what I think. JD's penis looks like
a bird, an almond in a bird's nest
full of pubes.
Well, I'm glad now the show's fully explicit.
Sorry, this show is fully explicit. I earned that E.
You did,
yes, motherfucker.
So we cut to Tim, and he's working out with his brother. Y'all, no one gets ripped at Planet Fitness. That's where they are.
This is precise.
No
this
one
is true.
Gets ripped. That's where Connie, the secretary, goes, and she does her curves class at Planet Fitness.
I don't know. Curves, she sprained something, so she does water aerobics now.
And then Jim, that everybody in the office calls Jimbo, he goes there because he's working on his back. That's where you go to for Planet Fitness.
You go for physical therapy.
Yes, that's where you go to Planet Fitness. No one gets ripped. If you're a man who got ripped at Planet Fitness, send us a shirtless pic.
Send me a dick pic.
A shirtless pic. Let's not harass people. So Tim says, yes, Veronica, his ex-fiance.
She gets a little jealous for Veronica. Veronica's trying to make things better.
Sophia Vergara gets really jealous.
Sophia Vergara's
crazy.
She
gets very jealous with this, which one of my best friends is Colombian, and he will tell me, they will fucking cut you. It's like in their culture. He'll say to me, like, that defines my culture. And I'm like, what the fuck? So don't come for them, y'all. Jennifer doesn't really like it that Tim is still with his ex. She thinks this causes problems with relationships.
She's probably right. It's not with his ex. He just still sees her.
And, I mean, we're going to talk about Veronica Moore. She's actually a lot in the next episode, I believe, because that's when she throws him a going-away party that we find out about.
Oh.
But Veronica, I'm interested to see, are they friends or is he just giving her money for her daughter still?
I'm not sure.
Because I can't
Everyone seems to have a real soft spot for their exes and for people of the opposite sex.
I don't know. But I would like to present for you now another presentation of Love Island Theater.
All right. Oh, let me prepare.
This is totally scripted and unscripted. Planned. And by planned, we just decided to do it.
I'm Tim.
Let's let you be Tim. And I'm going to be Jennifer.
Okay.
Jennifer, whenever Tim calls her.
Hey, baby. How are you?
Hola.
It's so good to see you.
Hola, mi amor. ¿Cómo está? Hello.
I'm good. How are you? How's Violet?
I'm good. Oh, she's so good. She's so good. She loves you so much.
Did you get the money I sent you?
Yes, I did. Did you see the email that I sent you? There's this store here when you come, and there's some things, you know, I just told you maybe I would like to have. You buy?
How much it cost?
Oh, it's just like $500.
$500 US?
Aye, dollars. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes, you know.
That's a lot of money. And
oh, babe, but I'm going to, as I talk to you, I'm going to brush my hair to the side and look directly at
the
camera.
Ooh, I like that. I do like that.
And pout my lips and say,
ooh, keep doing that.
I want to put my head down and look at you with my eyes. Mm.
Ooh, stop. You I got to touch myself through my pants.
You send me
money
now?
But anyway, I'm looking forward to meeting your parents.
My family is very conservative. You're going to meet my father, and you are going to have to work with him in the farm.
What do you mean, shoveling cow poop or something?
No, you asshole. It's Colombia. It's cocaine. What the fuck do you think we do here?
And scene.
Yes.
That's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened on our TV. Y'all.
Anyhow.
She is not happy
about... They're a match made in heaven, as you can see.
I am hoping to God that he goes over, and I hope to God that Veronica comes back, or that Jennifer comes back, because I need Veronica and Jennifer to be in the same room, because that's going to be a shit thing.
It's not
going to
be pretty.
But I love him when she said, he's like, hey, well, they're going to throw me a party, and, you know, Veronica is my best friend, so she's going to throw me a party, and she still
your
says,
ex?
And she says,
your ex, ex, ex,
you
ex,
know
ex,
I don't ex. Like those things. I'm with you. Doesn't if I'm with you, those things doesn't work. Mm-mm. If you go show me everything that happens every second of the day, you take a video of everything. I want to see everything,
yes.
Everything. Yeah. And then he's like, "Okay, babe, I will, and I'll send you that money." She goes, "You're so cute, babe." And she literally
was a monster about 5 seconds ago.
Here's a red flag: if you're talking to someone on the phone or on a video, and they're not actually looking at the picture of you, but just looking at themselves
true,
and how cute
true.
They are, they might be a little that narcissistic.
And that might be a red flag.
Might be a red flag.
All
right. I feel like we're done with Tim, right?
Let's go on to our final one, and that is Avery.
Was that racist?
Yeah.
Sorry, that was my Middle Eastern music,
that
y'all.
Is Avery. Because
they do that on the show. Have you noticed they play very racist music?
Avery and Omar.
Okay.
Avery is from somewhere in bumfuck Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio.
But you knew it, but it's outside of Columbus.
I was going to say, $10, she's not from Columbus.
Y'all knew it had to be Ohio for this bitch.
Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why did I ever leave Ohio?
I wish you could sing the melody, because I'm trying to sing the harmony.
You know what? She's going to be singing that when she fucking goes over there to fucking
She will be
Juniper
singing Wow, did I leave early Ohio?
She is.
Anyway, Avery's 19. She was a wild girl, y'all.
She's a wild one with an angel's kiss. She's a woman.
This is
child.
Why we can't get through the show.
Remember that with Faith Hill? She was 3 years old.
I wasn't a Faith Hill fan.
She's a wild one running free.
Anyway, so Avery has converted to Islam, mm-hmm. which is a normal thing for a girl to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because through the very convincing way of talking to someone at work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how it's as easy it is.
You should talk about religion at work. That's appropriate.
And then strangely, you converse. She goes, it was really what I was looking for.
I mean, is she one of those gymnasts who got touched?
Maybe.
Because something trauma happened to
something
this girl.
Something happened. I agree.
Where's
something
her father?
Happened.
Something's
anyway,
going on.
Anyway, she brings out a prayer rug that she looks like she got at the World of Clothing.
Yeah.
That was just there.
Or like Pier 1 yeah. when they had a sale. Probably Pier 1. They have a lot of Moroccan rugs.
This was not blessed.
This
I
is
can
not
almost,
blessed.
Definitely. So she lives with her mom, her mm-hmm. stepdad, her siblings, and her grandma. And I will say, grandma stole this for me. Grandma sit at that table. And grandma has aged 15 years since she's converted to Islam.
She really has.
Grandma's tired. All she can do is say, all grandma can do is be happy the pizza's here.
She's thinking, what the fuck did I do to get this family?
She's living with the grandma.
I love how she said, again, to talk about a red flag, where she says, Omar's the lover of her life. He's 24 and lives in Syria. His profile originally said he's from America, but then it was wrong. He's from Syria. And then she said, quote, it could raise some red flags for some people, but nah, I want to see his dick. Because that's what she really wanted to say.
That's what she must have seen dick before.
Oh, yes. She was a wild child, she said. So, y'all, she's done stuff.
I want to say that.
And they're talking on the video, too. And he says, Omar says, there is something I have to tell you before I go to gym. I'm out of protein powder, and I love you.
I thought that was strange that he told her he was out,
it's
too.
It's true. Don't get way. It makes you gassy.
Nope.
Farty.
I wrote
They're engaged.
Down, this is really important, that The mom has a big problem. Mom's going over there with her.
Really supportive
mom
mother.
Mom is an RN, y'all.
Doesn't judge
at
all.
And if you know a registered nurse, you know they could give two fucks.
Oh, yeah.
About most That's situations.
God bless nurses because yes. they are the backbone of this country.
And strangely, they're very free about sexual matters.
They are.
They will tell you all kinds of shit.
And our mother's judgy, but I think that's right in this circumstance because it's crazy. But she's not necessarily
helping.
You can
tell they're from bumfuck Ohio because she's like, Mom, do you want to learn a word or two of Arabic before
she's
we go?
She's like, hi.
And she's like, nope, I'm American. I don't speak any other languages. That's what's wrong with that part of the country and this country yeah. right now. Not to get political. I'm going to pull myself back off of that.
I'm just saying she could at least learn Saudi. I know it's crazy her daughter's going over there.
Hi and don't marry my daughter yet.
Don't shame your daughter at everything. Yes, don't marry my daughter. How do you say that?
That could be in her phrase thing. She could hold up her phone and tell
me
that.
You get more bees with honey.
I agree.
You know what? The Southern mothers wouldn't do that.
No.
They would learn and then talk about them on the back. So, yeah, they sent her a ring via mail that she picked out, and they're engaged.
Again, that's a red flag.
That's a red flag, too. And they're going to meet her in Lebanon, but I kind of am like, good
because
for her
Syria
mom.
Because Syria's a little too dangerous.
Yeah.
That's a very wise decision in the midst of all this.
His hometown was completely decimated by war. I will say, the mom has balls to be like, if
yeah,
you're going
like,
over
I'm
there,
going.
I'm fucking going with you.
But
I'm like, good for you,
we
mom.
We don't know that she's planning to get married and to stay over there
her
until they get it.
Her mom's going to shit a brick.
Yeah, her mom will. Wouldn't you?
Shit a brick. My favorite part of this was when her brother was talking about Avery and said, she's always got some plan. She was a vegetarian. Then I'd see her sneak chicken upstairs. And next day she was a Muslim. That's a progression. That's a normal progression.
All teenage girls.
All teenage girls do that.
She was vegetarian for a while. Now she's going to Syria.
She's a wild one running free.
Now, we should probably skip to... this was a car crash of a segment because I just... This has no chance of working well.
No.
You just
and
know.
He is cute. He actually
He's
seems,
the hottest one.
He seems normal, but her mother and them, they didn't want to say this on TV, but basically they're afraid that he's getting paid to marry her and come over here so he can bomb people. That's literally what they're thinking.
And that's kind of, that's that Ohio mindset, y'all.
My family would think that too, but they're from Oklahoma. I don't know if your family would.
No,
some of
they
your
wouldn't.
Friends.
Some of my friends would, yeah.
But it is safe. But to give their parents defense, people do that.
People do that.
And so that's and this is all happening so fast and so quick. That is, up to me, a valid fear.
Yeah.
I mean, people do convert their... There are stories of American,
radicalized
women, but yeah. sometimes men, that get in a couple and become radicalized, and then are going in fucking ISIS.
And
ambulance.
Then just an ambulance, y'all. It's Los Angeles. Then she goes to talk to her friend's dad, who's a preacher, who used to be her preacher, and he's like, well, you do understand that Syria is a war-torn country in the midst of civil war, but she's like, yeah, I'm in love.
I want to see his dick. Want to see his dick.
And, y'all, I kind of want to see his dick, too, to be honest. Just to be honest.
He is attractive. I mean, can you blame her? She's just a girl in high school.
She's just a girl in the world wanting to, standing in front of a guy on Skype asking for him to love her.
Totally clothed and not showing anything at all.
You know, it's a big commitment to become a Muslim woman. You have to
be really, really devout or crazy.
I would hate that. I'd be hot all the time.
Oh, you'd be hot all the time.
I just carry around an ornamental fan.
In the prayers in the middle, you would just be like, fuck, this is hot. And they're like, who is that? And you're like, Muhammad.
I'm like, can't we have bacon sometimes? Really?
It's good, y'all. That's the way you make green beans.
I know.
Anyway, put
a pig's foot in there.
She tells the preacher that she's getting married in Lebanon, y'all, and I guess they're not going
to
tell.
The preacher is trying to be super diplomatic about it. He's like, yeah, I'll pray for you.
Yeah, I mean, what else do you do?
Even his wife, who's like sitting there going, what?
I mean, what are you going to do, y'all?
Anyway, I think that's an update that's on everybody for this episode. We're going to get special segments going on.
A couple things at the very end.
I just want to say for people that we appreciate you hanging in there. Let us know what you think about the show and all that good stuff. We love a good review on iTunes.
I know. Our first segment was as we be two gay girls. Our first segment is called Straight People Be Crazy.
Straight People Be Crazy.
Because these are things, straight people things that we as gay people would never do. Do you want to go first or I can go first?
Sure. I'll go ahead. First.
Okay. This is from Avery's story.
This makes sense.
She said, Omar is so hot. I mean, he looked at his body. I've never seen his body, but it looks really nice. Straight people be crazy because if a gay person is going to marry someone on first sight, he has it. The first conversation, he has seen a chest pic, and the next DM is 3 dick pics.
At least 3.
Required.
All angles.
I know.
Placid, hard, and maybe after.
And then finally, you send your credit references.
Exactly.
And then we talk about marriage.
And then you talk about your parents and where you're from.
If I don't see a complete body shot and 3
dick pics. Or if
you're
a bottom, we need a picture of you at least on a bed with you sticking your butt up in the air like a rooster.
Exactly. Like you're in the stirrups in some gyno office.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
That's what we need. That is
so
true.
Straight people be crazy. Y'all need to learn from gay people.
My straight people be crazy is... I can't help you if you can't help yourself. Rebecca, if you can't run a background check because it's your job to run background checks.
It's crazy.
Then, girl, straight people be crazy because gay people.
I would have already Facebook stalked you and talked to all of your exes.
Exactly. We would have gone on Instagram. We do the DM people that have liked your photos. Mm-hmm. We fucking go deep. We know.
Yep. I've ever dated, I know their relationship status right now.
Yep. We could be a private dick when we get that dick.
I can tell you. Y'all out there, come at us if you know all of your exes' relationship statuses and who they're with right now.
Please do. Come at us.
Tell us that.
Please know.
Anyway. Our next section is more about how these people, something in their thinking that's maybe holding them back, and it's called,
you might want to process that. Do you have yours ready to go or no?
I'm not ready, but you
okay,
can.
It's fine. So yes, this is our segment. You might want to process that. This is, I think, to me, what I feel like I want to process more than anything. And it really is, look at your surroundings. If your sister is dating a guy in Albania for 5 years and his name is Florian. Who the fuck has the name Florian? I don't even know. And if you are the second time dating someone overseas, you just might want to process that. You might just want to process your surroundings. You might want to just look around and be like, is this normal? Is this normal? Because it's not. Look at your other friends. I guarantee you we're going to meet more of her friends and they're going to be crazy too.
Yep, I agree.
What was your you might want to process that?
Mine was probably, I think it has to be when, it's probably Caesar, when he's thinking about, he's getting ready for his bike, he's going, you know, to there, he's meditating, and he says, I love my job. I'm a 46-year-old nail tech. You may want to process that.
You know what? He's kind of like the Bubba Gump of online dating.
He is.
Isn't he?
God bless.
We got tall Russians. We got short Russians. We got fat Russians. We got big titty Russians.
With big lips.
We're both with
Russians
big lips.
With blonde hair.
Russians who don't want to see me.
Candy roses.
I mean, any kind of Russian you want.
Anyhow, y'all.
Anyway.
That's the show.
That is the show, y'all. We appreciate y'all so much for listening. We know that for some of y'all new, you're like, dude, these bitches did an hour show. They might be the same. They might be shorter.
We had to introduce a lot of people.
And introduce a lot of people.
And y'all, as we...
Well, I just want to remind people, this is a new show. So, y'all, we have put this first episode up with two more episodes to kind of give for you to binge to. But the thing that you can help for a new show, the very best thing, is if you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Even some of you listen sometimes on Stitcher or Spotify, and you still come to Apple.
I don't know what either of those are, but I love that.
Y'all still come and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate that. Leave us 5 stars. And if you don't know what to put, just put Keep going
Queens.
We appreciate it so much. You can find, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me at Jake It or Fake It.
And you can find me at the Matt Marr.
That's all the socials.
And at 2 T's, 2 R's. Yeah, Instagram and Twitter. And you can go to our website. You can find out about, we have our sweet
SissyThatTalk.com.
SissyThatTalk.com, where you can listen to our sweet tea podcast about Southern Charm.
You can even join a Facebook group that we
have called
Sissy Squad. Search for Sissy Squad. You can get relevant issues or non-relevant issues for everything we're talking about, like our Southern Charm podcast
It's a private group.
It's a private group.
We have to approve you because lately, we got two more dominatrix people trying to join our. I think maybe they're like thinking male sissies or something. But I'm like, this is a wrong.
We're gonna have to
you.
Take that down.
Yeah, maybe
we gotta protect y'all.
But yeah, y'all, as we always say,
y'all, we call them lonely hearts. These people, because they are lonely, just like a lot of us out here.
Yes. And if you're looking for love, and
they're just looking for love in all the wrong places. And if you're lonely and you decide to look for a 90-day fiancé,
call us.